Welcome to Maseches Gittin, Perakei Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 5, Mishnah 3. Just a brief introduction. We've seen in the previous Mishnayos that there's something called Nechasim B'nei Chayrin, available properties, and Nechasim Mishubarim, fields that are not available, but yet still were collateral to something. So for example, let's say somebody borrows money from somebody else. The lender comes to collect the money, and the borrower says, I'm sorry, I have no money. The halacha is that if he has a field, one can take the field instead of the money. Now, what happens if the fellow had fields at the time of the loan, but he sold them? So in many situations, the lender would be able to go to the buyer and say, listen, I had first debts on this field. It was a collateral. I'm going to take it. And you could take it from the lokeach. You could take it from the buyer. But we'll see in this Mishnah that that's not always true. The Mishnah says three cases where it is prohibited to foreclose on the fields that have already been sold. One can only take available properties for the loan or for what they're owed. One cannot take fields that have already been sown or property that's already been sold. So Mishnah begins, Ein Matzin, one cannot use l'achilas peiros for eating fruit. What does that mean to say eating fruit? Situation is where a person stole a field from his friend, and then he sold that field to somebody else. The buyer now goes and he plants it, it grows fruit. And now the victim, the fellow that was stolen from, finds out about who the thief is. He takes his field back from the buyer with all the fruit on it. And halacha is that he doesn't pay to the buyer, only the expenses that the buyer had to pay to farm the field, to cultivate the field. Now the buyer could go to the seller and collect from him the value of the property, even from the chasam shibarim, even fields that he sold to somebody else. However, the value of the peros, the fruit that grew in that field, he cannot collect from the seller, only from properties that are around, but not from properties that have already been sold. So that's case number one. Case number two, shvach karkos, the value that the field may have gone up in value. That means to say, if the buyer planted it, he fertilized the field, and then the victim of the theft took the field away from him, he cannot collect the additional expenses that he used to plant it or to fertilize it, only from the chasam b'nei chayrim, from available properties that are in the hands of the thief. They cannot collect them from fields that the thief has already sold. Finally, the Mishnah says, l'mazon ha'isha b'habanais, to support a woman or her children. It means that if a man dies, he leaves behind a widow and orphans. Halacha, as it says in his ksuba, it says in the document, the marriage document, that a widow can be supported from the properties of her dead husband. Similarly, the girls are also supported from that property. So when they come to collect their mizanos, when they come to collect the support for food or whatever they need, they can only connect from fields that are b'nei chayrim, fields that are actually there. However, fields that have been sold, they cannot collect from those. Those are called fields of mishubadim. They cannot collect from those. Why, says the Mishnah, in all these cases, we may tikkun ha'ilam? In other words, if you can collect from even fields that have been sold, when someone buys something, he has no idea what this field may be a lien to. And if something happens, the seller dies, all of a sudden the wife and children come down. All of a sudden, maybe it was stolen. He has no way of knowing. So may tikkun ha'ilam, today, to collect, to keep the world functioning normally, when a person comes to buy a field from his friend, he has no idea what to be concerned about. So therefore the halacha is that you cannot collect from the chasam shubarim from fields that have already been sold. Similarly, hamaytzi mitziyah, if a person finds a lost object, he gives it back to the owner, wonderful fellow, lo yishava. He doesn't have to swear to the fellow that lost it, that he returned to him, you know, everything. Whereas the guy says to him, oh, you found my wallet? There was $500. You only gave back $400. And swear to me. He doesn't have to swear. Because if you're going to make a person swear that he lost money, you know, the finder swear that he gave back the full amount of money, people are not going to want to be busy returning lost objects. No one likes to swear. No one likes to hassle. If someone returns a lost object to you, you keep what you get and you can't complain. Wishing you an amazing Sunday and a wonderful upcoming week.